I'm your host, Dr. M, and you're listening to Aligned You, a podcast to assist you to truly be aligned through your body, head, and heart so you can reach your full potential in your own unique way. Hey there, Aligned You listeners, Dr. M here, and welcome to this week's episode. This week's episode, I am super excited to be sharing with you because it's all about, is your foot on the pedal or is it off it? We're coming into the end of the year, depending on when you're listening to this at the time of the recording. We're actually into the first week and a bit of November. It's crazy, but true. People are well and truly onto the countdown for Christmas. And it always amazes me how every year people seem to be shocked that we're coming to the end of the year. And certainly in our neck of the woods, Christmas is a big landmark of the year. And people start into this desperate flurry, getting lots of things finished off as they start winding down, in inverted commas. And we're actually just back from a 2-day intensive seminar with the awesome folks from Practice Acceleration, Tristan Bond and Sarah Hodge. And it was a really great reminder for a couple of different things. One is, if you've been following my journey for a while, you know I run a lot of events. It's actually not that often that I am purely a participant in an event. And so one of the great reminders for me was how important it is for times where I'm purely learning. Anytime I'm running an event or I'm facilitating an event, I am absolutely learning. There's always something for me to take away. And the more comfortable position for me to be in is absolutely in the control position of facilitator, teacher, or event manager. So it was really interesting to have that experience after the last time I was at an event similar to that, where I had no responsibilities, because even the technique seminars that I've been a part of and framework seminars I've been a part of over the last couple of years, actually really been hosting them at MRC. So there's an element of control there, folks. So it was very interesting and a really lovely, refreshing moment to be a part of something else that I had not created. I hope that makes sense. But it was a really great reminder because it's 2 months out to the end of 2023, and it was October, as you've heard me talk about a lot over the last few episodes, was super scheduled. We had the Unio retreat. My speaking engagements had kicked up another notch. MRC was beautifully busy. There was a lot going on. We had workshops within MRC. One day I geniusly scheduled that I did a half-day workshop with some local executives, then came into half day at practice and then delivered a workshop at MRC that evening. We were definitely in a space of expanding time through October. And it would be really easy to actually take the foot off the pedal, off the accelerator, and just coast into the end of the year. But I don't know about you folks, and this might resonate for some and not so much for others. Some of you might be ready to have a rest. Whilst I probably am due a rest, I'm also really aware of what I have set for goals and targets for the end of 2023. And I mentioned it early in some of the earlier episodes when I first jumped back on the mic. 2023 the first half didn't kind of go according to plan. It did, but it didn't. Certain things that I had in place didn't quite land as I thought they would. So I really need to utilize the last 2 months of the year to keep creating momentum. As my dear friend Pauline Nguyen puts it, is that momentum is a universal gift. And when we take our foot off the accelerator, it can be very painful. I've experienced that before, where I've created a lot of momentum in my life. And then for one reason or other, sometimes it was external events that were outside of my control, that were circumstantial events outside of my control, is that sometimes those events happen that just threw me off kilter and actually put me in a reverse momentum, if anything, if want of a better way of putting it. So I'm really aware of, I was going to try and say that word I can never say that starts with C, consonant, yeah, not going to even try, pop my teeth back in. I'm very aware of the fact that even though there is about 7 or 8 weeks left of 2023, is the importance of keeping my foot absolutely down on the accelerator to finish off all the tasks and actions and steps and processes that I know are not going to only finish off 2023 to be a brilliant year that it's certainly already become and shaping up to finish off to be, but also setting up 2024. Often, and again, if you've been following for a while, is I'll start talking about reflecting on your year at the end of the year, strangely enough, not so strangely, when I do my year that was reflection. But I've actually started that early this year, and that's for lots of reasons. There's lots of energetic changes going on early this year, and there's lots of stuff going on around the world. So it's one of those things where I'm actually bringing that forward this year and reflecting on the things that have worked, the things that haven't worked, that I probably should stop. The things that have worked but could be improved on, I'm actually looking at that now. As this week comes to a close, I'm flying out to go and speak to another executive group tomorrow, and then it will be full focus back on MRC for the rest of the year. So it's really a time to slip and check. Now, I know I talk about that a lot. Pretty sure it's been in pretty much every single episode of since I've jumped back on the mic on a regular basis. And it feels like when there's fast change is that I'm actually slipping and checking even more. It does become a little bit of a week-to-week process of what's working for me, what's not, what's helping my energy, what's not. I talk a lot about energy management. Is often in my half-day workshops, that's a key focus, along with stress management, nervous system regulation, and time and energy management. Because as I'm up-leveling and evolving, is I need a new version of myself. I need to look at my calendar and actually look, is my calendar supporting all the things that I want to achieve at a body, head, and heart level? Because whilst I'm working lots in inverted commas, I also need to do the other work that helps me facilitate and look after people in the best possible way. It's getting that self-care balance right with the physical work right, with the getting off my butt and getting stuff done, with looking after my spiritual journey as well, in terms of being able to stay in spirit and enjoy and making sure that the things that I'm doing on a day-to-day align with my values. It all starts, all the pieces of the puzzle that I've been speaking about for the last few months since I've been back on the mic, all start coming together, and I'm really excited for how they're coming together coming into the end of the year, because I know that, as I said, it will help tie off a beautiful year that it has been. I know there's lots of external stuff going on in the world right now that is less than beautiful, and it's within that ecosystem is I'm trying to create as much momentum as possible within our own system. I hope that makes sense. It's certainly not without awareness of what's going on around the world, and it's not shutting an eye to it all. It's actually having an awareness of what's going on without getting caught up in it more than I need to be. I hope that makes sense, everybody who's listening, aligned you listeners, and that might be part of your homework at the moment. Are you actually getting caught up in areas that you don't actually have control in right now? By all means, take control of the areas that you do. Check in with your loved ones, making sure that everybody's okay, that you can be, and contributing where you need to be without it actually impacting your day-to-day more than it needs to be. I hope that makes sense. But as you're coming into the end of this year, and we're coming into the end of 2023, is really pick and choose which aspects of your day-to-day or your calendar are serving you. Do you need to rejig your program for the week? I know that we've certainly come back from the intensive, and Ames and I spent Monday morning rejigging what our week looks like to make sure that it's actually serving both of us in the best possible way, not only as individuals, but as a couple. And as most of you, or you may or may not know, Ames now works in the family practice. So it's making sure that we've got the balance right, both in work, home, and play, so that we get the right quality time with each other as well. Speaking of quality time, as we come into the silly season, it's really easy, and I've spoken about this often over many, many years, it's really easy to get caught up in a whole lot of social engagements that do not serve you. I would make a very strong suggestion, aligned you listeners, is check into yourself. Is if there's things that are making you go, oh, I don't want to go to that. My question to you is, why are you going? Is as we're coming into Christmas, there's enough stress and trials and tribulations with people that happen to be genetic family members. For some of you, I'm very blessed. I have a family that I enjoy spending time with. I know that's not the case for everybody, and it actually can become a very stressful time of year. It's certainly in the past, in previous versions of my life, is that Christmas has been stressful because there's been lots of other moving parts in it that were people that we didn't necessarily want to spend time with and all sorts of things. But that's thankfully a thing of the past. Part of why that's a thing of the past is because as I have, I suppose, what's the right way of putting it, as I've got better at curating who and how I want to spend my time, is what it means is more often than not, the opportunities to be able to socialize and celebrate a special time of year are much more curated with people that I genuinely want to hang out with. And I'm certainly looking and casting my eye over December already, and looking at what is actually things that I want to be doing, what are things that are going to be increasing my energy, what are things that are going to be decreasing my energy. Ames and I, last year, we started a couple of new traditions within our family about how we want to spend our time. And we thoroughly enjoy and value quiet time that isn't overtly what other people would consider to be social. It's actually spending quiet time, getting out in nature, being able to appreciate the beach and the sunshine and the gorgeous water when it warms up a little bit, all of those things that actually float our boat. So that is what I'm casting my eye over as we're coming into the end of the year. And your homework, aligned to your listeners, if you choose to do it, is perhaps cast your eye out in advance, is what social engagements perhaps have you already tentatively said yes to that you might want to decline the offer? Is there aspects of how you've got your week schedule that you know is actually going to drain your energy to the point that you may not be able to get done the things you still want to get done for the remainder of 2023? I always think that it's interesting when people actually wait till mid-Feb before they start the next year. And it really comes back to that momentum piece. By all means, if you do a rest and you're ready for a holiday and you need to switch off and it's been planned, enjoy it, thoroughly enjoy it, switch off and have a really good reset, recalibrate and recharge for the next 12 months. But if it's something that you're actually like, you know what? No, I actually really want to keep my hammer down on the pedal, is perhaps don't buy into other people's BS about what you should or shouldn't be doing over periods of time. Personally, and I'm not suggesting this is for everybody by any stretch of the imagination, is there's times where I really need to shut off and have a brain vacation. And then there's other times that I personally find it energizing getting to work on my projects. And there are times that people in the past have certainly told me that I'm a bit boring and that I work too much and all sorts of things like that. But the reality is that when I enjoy doing something, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like it's actually play. And it's something, if it's something that inspires me, then I want to do it every day of the week. Over the intensive, there was a lot of discussion about sitting into one's genius zone. And whilst there's times in life we don't get to do all the things that we sit in our genius with because there's stuff that just has to get done. And I know where we're at the moment, as much as we'd like to delegate certain things, we're just not in a position to do so yet, not yet. But that's where we're looking at what aspects can we start moving towards so that I get to spend more time in the things that light me up, because then I don't actually need a holiday from it. If that makes sense. So when I'm doing more things that actually light me up, it means that I get to actually feel like I'm playing more. I get to enjoy my day thoroughly from the moment I open up my eyes till the time that I close them in a day. And that comes down to that life design that we've been talking lots about, particularly through the rhythm and consistency series that I did this over the last few weeks. It's the more rhythm and consistency we can actually put into place that actually is creating the rhythm of where you want to be getting to next, then the easier, not that it's easy, the easier or with more ease you'll be able to get there. And that can be very powerful within itself. So aligned you listeners, how are you managing your energy and momentum coming into the end of 2023? Have you already pulled up stumps and stopping to do projects? I'm talking to some of my clients in my beautiful integrative chiropractic practice, Mitchell Road Chiropractic. If you happen to be watching our YouTube channel, you can see some of it behind me because I'm in the podcast booth at the moment recording, is that I know from a corporate point of view, there's lots of people that are already starting to wind down. I'm like, wow, it's actually the first week of November. So things are starting to wind up for the calendar year. And, you know, there's other opportunities within the rest of your life design that it might be still the right time to be popping that foot down on the accelerator. I hope that makes sense. Before I go today, aligned you listeners, my top five. Music on high rotation. Dua Lipa's always in high rotation in my playlist. It's just a thing. Big fan. So Be The One actually popped this morning when I was looking at what was on high rotation. What have I been watching? Ames and I actually watched Rain Man over the weekend, the old classic with Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. She'd never actually seen it. And it was really interesting watching it because when I said, oh, we should watch it, I said, I'm not sure how well it's aged, because there's been a few older movies that we've put on of late where it actually has aged terribly, in the sense of it's really politically incorrect and it's a little bit misogynist and there's all sorts of things going on. But Rain Man was a really beautiful reflection on how much it's changed, particularly with people who are neurodivergent. Even the fact that talking about people that are neurodivergent versus, I mean, the movie was made, I think, in 1988. So back then, from memory, and I don't think this is wrong, I'm sure somebody will correct me if I am wrong, but Rain Man was one of the first major movies where somebody who was neurodivergent, or back then being called autistic, was actually shown, even though it was a non-neurodivergent person playing the role in Dustin Hoffman, is that it was one of the first times that a major movie had been and the main character was autistic. So it was really interesting to look back at and just some of the language that was being used and the lack of awareness around it, really. So that was cool to watch, and it's a brilliant movie. What have I done to realign and decompress? Well, we had a quick rest, reset and recalibrate. We went up to the Gold Coast from Sydney to go to this two-day intensive, and then Ames and I had a couple of days off to just catch up and process and integrate all the information, and also just to be. We actually just had a nap at one point, which was a bit bloody lovely. Quote of this week: for any movement to gain momentum, one must start with a small action. That's an Adam Braun quote. For any movement to gain momentum, one must start with a small action. And as I mentioned, is that it's a funny thing with momentum, is the small actions all add up. They accumulate, a bit like people's chiropractic care. They don't really, sometimes people don't realize till they stop how much momentum they've actually gained in their healing rhythm and in their posture correction until they actually stop. And it can feel like that when you're actually starting new projects and you've gained a whole lot of momentum. And then if you take your foot off the pedal, all of a sudden you realize how far you've come because it comes to a screaming halt. So something to remember perhaps as we're coming into the end of the year is if you've started new habits and routines that are serving you in 2023, how can you up-level it a little bit in the last couple of months rather than perhaps switching off? That might be your exercise, it might be your nutrition, it might be if you're working on your business, it might be if you're working on yourself, is that if you've created a whole lot of momentum in 2023, my final thought for you today, aligned you listeners, is what are you doing to maintain that momentum? Don't take your foot off the pedal. Now's the wrong time to be doing that for lots of different reasons. More about that perhaps on another episode. So that's it for this week, aligned you listeners. Bye for now, and I'll catch you next time.
And that's it for today's episode, aligned you listeners. Remember to hit the 5-star ratings and share today's episode with your friends. And be sure to join our collective on Facebook and Instagram at aligned you. Look forward to catching you next time. The information shared on Aligned You podcast is of general nature and for information purposes only. It is not specific medical or personal advice. You should seek assistance from your healthcare practitioner for your individual circumstances. Any information provided doesn't imply endorsement or third-party devices or products and cannot provide you with health and medical advice.